Hi, I'm Lorraine, a Pathfinder press reporter in Smallbridge. Today we are at So-and-So's, a community sewing group set up in autumn 2024 to chat to the ladies who come along for a talk, learn new skills and socialise with a brew and a biscuit. Right, let's go in. Hi, Elaine.
Lorraine.
Are you all right, love?
I am, are you?
Good, good. Right. How long have you lived in Smallbridge?
I think round about 12 years.
About 12 years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I've lost count.
Right. What do you like about the sewing group?
The social side to it, the ladies who sew, the actual items that we do, we can do and take home, and they're very useful. It's just a jolly group. It's wonderful.
And
makes people come out and do something rather than being sat at home.
Yeah. So that's what you like about the group.
I really do. Yeah.
Why did you want to join this group?
Because I felt lonely at home. I needed to get out and I didn't speak to people as much, where now I think I can call all these people my friends.
Right, thank you. What do you think you've achieved, Lynn?
I've achieved being able to come out, meet people, be more confident, and with the sewing group, I'm finding that I can make things that I didn't think I could make. And everything's, once you've been shown, it's easier than what you expect it to be. So it's not as daunting as you expect it to be. So,
Do you have a sewing machine at home?
I do. I have two, actually. I have one that I've had since I got married in 1971. And I used to make all my children's clothes. And I decided I wanted to buy a new one to do embroidery. But at this moment in time, I've not used it yet. But this might encourage me to get onto that machine.
Yeah, I hope it does, Lynn. What else would you like to see in Smallbridge, in group-wise?
I think it's imperative that you do something for the youth, because there's a lot of vandalism and that, and I think that's because they're bored and they're not, obviously, like, as far as us as an older person, we are catered for. I think the children are catered for, the youngsters, but it's that teenage group that needs to have quite a bit of something done for them. But then again, it's going to be hard to do. It really is.
What other groups would you like to see for the age-friendly?
Bring our cooking back. I suppose perhaps group walks. We could do a group walk around the area. And, group walks. Perhaps more outings. We went to the Bridgewater Garden Centre. And that was a great day out. And it'd be nice if there were a lot more people would get involved. And I think a lot of people don't realise what goes on in Smallbridge. So it needs to be leafleted, or at the library, put a sign up to say, get in touch, this is what you can do if you want to come and join. Where at the moment there's a lot of people sat in Smallbridge in the houses, just watching the telly, not realising what's going on around them.
Yeah. Lovely. Thank you, Lane. Get on with your sewing now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Right, we've got Denise and Marlene here. How long have you lived at Smallbridge, Denise?
6 years come September.
Marlene?
18 years come July.
What do you like about your sewing group, Denise?
The banter, the achievements that you get with the garment, with the items that you make, not garments, items. And they're all useful items. And the teacher is absolutely... If it weren't for her, I wouldn't be here.
Marlene.
Right, I like associating with the people in the group. They're very friendly. They bring you out of yourself. They give you something to do during the day. You're not stuck at home. And you just get to know people and you class them as friends after a while. Yeah.
Why did you want to join the group, Denise?
To be honest, at first I wasn't particularly bothered about joining. I've more or less got coerced. But since joining, I've come on leaps and bounds. And I thoroughly enjoy it. I miss it when I can't come on, you know, school holidays, there isn't.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Marlene.
Right, I got coerced into it because I used to volunteer at the pantry and because of my mobility issues, I could no longer do it. So then I joined the sewing group and it's been a lot better for me than the pantry has.
Why has it been better for you, Marlene?
Because you've more conversation with the people that are here and you get to know different people from different ages and different groups.
Lovely, thank you. What do you think you've achieved?
How to use a sewing machine.
Marlene?
Same as Denise, how to use a sewing machine.
Yeah. How has it helped you socialise?
Oh, it's helped me a lot. My family's up and down the country, so getting out and meeting people, I've made what I call friends. And I hope they class me as a friend as well.
Marlene.
Same as Denise, my family is widespread. So I've a daughter and a son in Rochdale, but I've also a daughter in Yorkshire, a brother in Yorkshire. Mm. And we're just spread all over. So to meet somebody different, it's been a good achievement for me.
Mm. What else would you like to see in Smallbridge, Denise?
More social get-togethers. Doesn't have to necessarily have to be a sewing group, but just more liaison where people can get together and meet new people and make new friends.
Marlene?
Well, we'd like somewhere bigger where we could all meet and extend the groups and a meeting place where people can come instead of just being confined to one little space once a week. Mm. A bigger outlook on things.
And also, what other groups would you like to see set up?
Maybe an exchange. I know we've got the library, but maybe a reading group where people can exchange books amongst themselves, you know. Those that have the similar interest, because I've been to the library a couple of times looking for a book by a certain author and they've not got it. Mm. And they've had to ask around other libraries and maybe it's taken weeks, whereas if you've got the book there, you can pass it round. Mm. And again, you'd have a chat and socialise. Yeah.
Thanks, Denise. Marlene?
I forgot the question.
About what other groups
right,
would you like to see set up?
We've already done a cookery group, and that's starting again in a bit. Yeah. But there's also different things that you can learn from that we don't have the amenity to do, like medical things, or just different groups altogether.
Mm. Yeah, lovely. Thank you. Thanks very much. Right. Hello, Adele. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello.
How long have you lived at Smallbridge?
I've lived around here about 15 years.
Right. Evelyn, how long have you lived in Smallbridge?
5 years.
Right. What do you like about this sewing group?
Well, it's good for the community to come together and it helps with your mental health and well-being. And also it helps, you know, to meet new friends as well. So,
Thank you, Adele. Evelyn?
Yeah, it helps me get out the house. I was just sitting in the house all the time. And then you dragged me out to come and do this sewing.
Yeah, that's good, Evelyn. What do you feel that you've achieved with this sewing group?
Well, at the beginning, I've not really used a sewing machine before, and now I'm getting really into the sewing classes, and it helps with your confidence as well, you know. Yeah.
Very good. Evelyn.
Yeah, it's a long time since I used a sewing machine, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And some weeks we have a really good laugh, more laughing than sewing, actually.
That's good, that, isn't it? How do you feel, Adele, that this has helped you socialise?
Oh, a lot, because, you know, a lot of people don't get a chance, you know, they're stuck at home and, you know, they're just staring at four walls. So it helps, you know, like I say, again, with your mental health and, you know, to meet new people as well and people who you haven't met, you can make friends with. Yeah.
Thank you. Evelyn, how has it helped you socialise?
Well, it's funny that quite a few of us all knew one another when we were younger in this class. And to see people again after all these years. And it's just like you say, with your mental health and your caring side of it as well.
Thanks, Evelyn. What else would you like to see in Smallbridge, Adele?
Well, these classes are brilliant, you know, like the cookery classes, the arts and crafts and things like that. Any events what come up, you know, that is good for the community as well, would be great. You know, it's getting everybody involved. Yeah.
Thanks, Adele. Evelyn?
Yeah, I think it should be up more than twice a week. I think it should be at least four either mornings or afternoon a week. Just so that, especially for the socialising side of it, cookery, sewing, even just... Oh, yeah, and me and Adele do the allotment, and we are going twice a week now, and our potatoes are coming along magnificently.
Lovely, that. Yeah, do you like the allotment as well, volunteering?
Really good. Yeah. It's coming on really well, and we go up there, don't we, Evelyn, and make sure everything's, you know, in ship shape, and, it's looking good.
Adele, do you think there's been a knock-on effect with the starting one class and then going on to do something different in another class? Do you feel as though, you know, it's really been good?
Yeah, because it gives you a boost as well. And then, you know, you can get into, like, say, for example, the sewing class, you know, and then you think, oh, I can't do that. But, you know... It just builds you up to be able to, like, you know, do other things, you know. Maybe if you're lacking in confidence and things like that, you know, it just give it a try. Yeah.
Thank you. What about you, Evelyn?
I find it's been a confidence booster. I didn't think I'd ever be able to grow potatoes or onions. Or what else have we got? Carrots and all them, all coming along fine. But it's also the social and... Everybody, you think you're the only one that's got problems, but you hear a lot of people got the same problems as you. And sometimes you can solve a problem by listening to other people's.
Thank you very much, Adele. Thank you, Evelyn. Hiya, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, my name's Dawn, and I'm the tutor who runs a sewing group for Smallbridge Sew and Sews.
Dawn, can you tell us how you started with the group, how you set it up as well? Thank you.
I'm retired and I was looking for something to do in my spare time, and being a sewer all my life, I wanted to pass some skills on to new people.
What do you think people like about the group, Dawn?
I think they love coming, learning new skills with the machines and making items that they'd never think they'd be able to make. Also, the skills they get is communication. They love talking to each other, having a laugh, enjoying themselves, and they're all friends now.
Thank you. What else do you think people would like to see in Smallbridge?
Quite a few things, really. I think cooking classes would be very interesting. Painting, that would be very good. Arts and crafts are lovely, which can be linked with sewing as well. Card making. Also, I think people would like knitting classes, but it's mainly about everybody getting together, having a good time, getting out, meeting people.
Yeah, thank you, Dom. It has been so wonderful to chat to the so-and-so's group and hear their stories of why they joined. If you're interested, come along and join on a Wednesday afternoon between 12 and 2. It's so popular, there's a waiting list, so drop in to get yourself registered.